used to, when if you wanted, they got tired of using the old corn, you know, for meal. Because you used to always grind, they had it ground. We did until after we moved here, we had our meal ground.
What'd you, take it someplace?
Take it to where they made it, which was up at Ark, is where we always got out of. But I've seen my parents, when the corn would begin to get, well, where you could take your fingers and push it off of the cob and put it on a sheet and put it on the barn and let it dry so they could have some real fresh meal.
You put it on the barn. Where on the barn?
On the, what is, all the barns has got a shell.
Oh.
And you spread this on the shell and let it, well, it take 2 or 3 days.
Just on the top?
Uh-huh. And it'll get a fresh,
and let the sun just dry it out.
Just dry it out. And then you get your fresh. You see, you keep corn so long in a crib, and you just keep making, you know, your meal out of like they used to have to do.
Yeah.
It gets kind of tasting a little old. Just as quick as they can get some early corn, you know.
Yeah.
And where they, it's not hard at all much, but it's enough that you can push it off of that. Row by row, you know, corn grows in rows on a cob.
Yeah.
And then you put it, some of them even cuts it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And put it up there and let it dry. That's out of the way of anything to, you know, bother.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets dry, you take it to the mill and have it dry.
And that, you know, like, usually the mill down, or the mill that you took your corn to, is that run by water or what?
No, they used to do way years ago, but no, this was run by a motor.
Motor. Mm-hmm. I see. You know, like, what is a starch that you might eat for supper? You know, like, what are some starches that you might eat for supper sometimes?
Well, you know, like, what type of potatoes?
You can eat potatoes. That's one starch.
Yeah.
You can use those several ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can fry them, or you can skew them, or you can do like I did today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, like, what type of potatoes did you have today? Have you ever, well, you call them something else maybe sometime? You're like, well, you know, I was just saying for my own purpose. You know, my mother's calling them mashed potatoes.
Well, I get, we used to did, you know, when we...
Yeah, had the mash.
I've
always called them mashed potatoes because she had a masher, that little thing.
But now we have the mixer, you know, and he just whips them up right now, so we say cream potatoes.
Yeah. Wait, what about another starch besides a potato? Did you ever eat anything else?
Well, this, my butter beans is a starchy food.
You'd probably, well, you know, like you might buy this in the store because I don't think it's grown maybe down here.
Yeah.
It's grown like in real wet areas.
What?
Like over in Louisiana. It's a little white grain. You know, like, what do you call that? It's also brown sometimes. And you just put butter on it and maybe some gravy. You know what? Yeah, I'm cheating.
Crazy,
Lana. Yeah.
Oh, rice.
Rice, yeah.
Rice.
You know, like,
why did I forget rice?
You know, like, does it come in colors or just, you know, one color?
No, these are brown rice now.
Brown and what else?
White.
Some
two colors I know.
Yeah.
Rice.
Is there yellow rice? Yeah.
You color it.
Oh, you color it.
Yellow with saffron.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Color rice.
No, you can buy the brown rice.
Brown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I've seen it yellow. They probably put.
You can buy that now already yellow.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
They probably put food dye in.
That's brown.
That's
it
ridiculous.
Has a flavor,
doesn't?
You know, a particular flavor,
yeah,
to it. The saffron flavors it.
I know my daughter in Atlanta has to have her, she calls it brown rice. With she bought these little Cornish hens. And I don't know how she fixed it. And she has to have that brown rice to go with them.
What do you call this, you know, back in the woods sometime?